and Tommy are about to pick your mood up with a bunch of fun in this podcast. Pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and what a show we have for you.
Doing my
Thursday.
Elton dance.
Big, are you going to do that for him?
I promise I won't.
Okay.
Imagine if I did for him the same video I did for Chris.
I mean, I think he'd be less impressed.
I hope he's not listening now. We are about to be joined by Sir Elton John, and I've just had this sudden fear that he's in the waiting room to chat to us and he's hearing some girl say, oh, I'm going to give him a dance.
Elton John just going, oh, who are we chatting to next? Oh, Gary and Tommy, make sure you put them on for 5 minutes before we chat to them. If we haven't made it abundantly clear, we are joined by none other than Sir Elton John. What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
Let's get into a song. We'll chat to him on the other side of this.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, what a treat for absolutely everyone. He needs no introduction. Please welcome Sir Elton John. Woo!
How are you guys?
Look,
nice to talk to you.
We are just so excited to talk to you. We absolutely love you so much.
And I've had your song on repeat for days now. I had a dance party in my backyard to it last night.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very happy with all the support I'm getting from Australia. It's quite amazing. But it doesn't surprise me because, you know, I've had this love affair with Australia for so long. And Australia has been one of my most loyal markets and one of the best places that I can ever remember coming to visit. And my last visit there, when we got out just in time before COVID hit.
I know.
I had my kids with me and David, and we had absolute blast. So we are going to come down, hopefully, in 2022 for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
We want to take our boys back up to the Barrier Reef and stay in Sydney and have fun. But they fell in love with Australia, and I didn't have to convince them about anything. But anyway, thank you for your support.
We were jealous that you were having a beach party in France listening to this tune. We wish you were having a beach party here listening to that tune. Yeah, we're in lockdowns at the moment. It just looked amazing.
I know. It was an amazing thing. And it was just fun. It was just kind of on the spur of the moment. And it was one of the restaurants we love to go to. And they have a great DJ. And about 3:30 after lunch, he starts playing music, and we asked him if he could play the song, and then I got up and I sang along to it, and it was one of those kind of things that wasn't kind of premeditated really, but it just happened on the spur of the moment. It was just great fun, and that's what the record is basically. It's just great fun.
Elton, do you ever feel the pressure? Like Carrie and I both saw your last tour here, and it will go down as it was one of the best concerts, if not one of the best moments of my life. And watching those people in that restaurant, seeing you pop up unannounced, would easily be one of the best moments of their life. Which means for you, do you ever think, oh crap, they're going to remember this forever?
I don't know. I mean, it's not the sort of thing you normally, you know, happens when you go to a restaurant. But I have to say, they were just absolutely, it's a wonderful restaurant. It's just a party atmosphere every time you go. And that's, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And the DJ is fantastic. I don't know. I just, I go there quite a lot. So, I mean, they never bother me. And they're so quite used to seeing me. I'm not a recluse down here. But they were wonderful. And it was just, you know, people have gone through so much, and you're going through it so badly down there at the moment. My heart goes out to everyone in Australia. It's really tough what you guys are going through. And I have one of my best friends from school who lives in Melbourne. And, you know, I call him, he emails me, and it's awful. And, you know, I can't wait to get back out there and see you guys. And it was funny because that day in the restaurant, someone came for me and she was Australian and her husband.
Oh.
And they said, you know, on behalf of all Australians who can't travel, thank you so much. And that just typifies my relationship with Australia, basically.
Well, we do love you down here, Elton. And up next, we want to talk about your new single, obviously. It came together with a bit of Aussie help.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And plenty more with Elton John on the other side of his brand new one. This is Cold Heart along with Panao and Dua Lipa. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home, the Savo. That is the brand new one from Elton John, Dua Lipa and Panao called Cold Heart. And we got Elton John co-hosting the show. All Arvo,
we
guys.
We do, Elton. We can't get enough of that song. We love it here in Oz. And we love the collab with Dua Lipa, but also that you've got Aussie dance group Panao making it with you. How did that all come about? How did you meet Panao?
Years ago, I came to Sydney to do some dates. And I used to go, after land, I go to the Park Hyatt Hotel in Sydney, have a shower, come from LA, and go out to Virgin Records, which is sadly not there anymore because record kind of stores have closed. And I always used to buy all the local CDs. And I picked up a CD by Panao. It's called Panao. And I came home and I played it and I absolutely fell in love with it. And I got a hold of them that day via my agent down there. And asked them to come for coffee the next day. And we've become friends ever since. And, you know, they've gone from putting that first album out to doing really, really wonderful things with their career. And Peter and Nick, my estimation of them is, you know, what they do with my old songs, I just give them the tapes and say, you can do whatever you like with them.
That's amazing.
And they did an album, The Morning to the Night. And they've done this one. And it's basically four songs. It's Sacrifice, Rocket Man, Kiss the Bride, and a very obscure song from an album called Blue Moves called Where's the Shirah. So I don't know what I'm going to get. And when this landed on my, on my lap, I listened to it and I went, this is fantastic. It would be even better maybe if there was someone else singing the Rocket Man part because I've done that so many times. And Dua agreed to do it. We were in Los Angeles. She was in Los Angeles. I got to know her through the she did our Oscar party this year. And she's just a wonderful girl, and we became friends. And so David, my husband and manager, sent her the track. She was lying by the pool, and David said, listen to it by the pool and see what you think. And she listened to it, and she went, I'm in. So it's a bit of serendipity, really. But she makes the difference on it, because I think if it had just been me all the way through, it wouldn't have been so special. But, you know, she is special. She's had the most incredible year and a half, and I couldn't love her more.
It is a very special track. I can't help but think if I was a musician and someone called me and they said, hi, it's Elton John, I'd go, think it was a joke, and I'd go, oh, piss off and hang up. Do you get hung up on often?
No, they came over. I do that with a lot of it. I mean, you know, I love Australian music so much. So Winston Churchill, Surfshire, Amy Sharp. There's so many great young people, and of course I do my radio show every week, and I feature a lot of Australian music all the time. So it's one of my things that I always like to do before I did my radio show and I had the opportunity to play records and promote young talent. I used to go to record stores, buy the new local CDs and play them, and that's how I met Panao. And if you're interested in young artists, and you should be if you're someone like myself, because, you know, young artists have a harder time making it nowadays because there's just not the outlets that there were when I started. You do your best and you go out and you listen to it, and it just, that first Panao album, I just loved and loved, and I still play tracks from it on my show. So it's led to a kind of a friendship between Peter and Nick, and they became Empire of the Sun. So I've just watched them, you know, it's like planting an acorn and a huge oak tree comes out. And I'm so proud of them, and it's just, you know, It's part of my, I'm just a fan. I would have, you know, as a kid, I used to love to go buy records in record stores. I've always loved listening to records, and that's never gone away. And I think that's part of the reason that I love connecting with young artists.
Elton, we got to play some ads. I got to pay some bills. I got to check my Tinder. On the other side of this, though, I'd love to play some audio of when Carrie thought she met you back in the day.
We're going to do that up next with Elton John. He is co-hosting the show, The Savo, on Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, The Savo. And we have still got Elton John co-hosting with us this afternoon, guys.
Yep, and up next, Elton, we want to play you a part of our interview we did with Ed Sheeran a few weeks ago, where he says that you gave him some fashion advice.
Yeah, but just quickly now, Carrie, last time she met you, she cried and sobbed. But the thing was, Elton, we were in London at the time, and to prank her, I'd actually organised a Sir Elton John impersonator. And here was her reaction when she walked in and was surprised by who she thought was you.
Oh, my God.
Well, there you go.
Can you sit down?
As Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell used to say, ain't nothing but the real thing, baby.
And he didn't sound like that, I will tell you. He sang to me and he did not sound anything like that.
More with Elton John co-hosting the Carrie and Tommy show up next for your Thursday afternoon.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon, and we have still got Elton John co-hosting the show with us.
Hey, we've got to say, your fashion has always been so fabulous, but we had Ed Sheeran on, a mate of ours, a few weeks ago, and he actually credited you with completely changing his style. We have a little bit of
I'd gone
here.
To stay with Elton John, and he was like, darling, every time you've come out for an album campaign, you look dreadful. Let me put you in touch with Donatella Versace and she will dress you for the next video. So I basically got this like bright pink suit, an amazing shirt. It was the first time I'd been properly styled.
Well, that's true. And I said, Ed, listen, you've worn the baggy shirt and the trousers. It's got you so far, but it's now time to make a change. And about a year and a half ago, I fixed him up with Donatella Versace and got him some stuff. And so I said, listen, if you're making the Bad Habits video, you've got to look great. And so I rang Donatella. She made him the clothes. And, you know, he needs to come out with a new tour. I think he's getting a band and he's changing his stuff. So, yeah, it's he loves it. It's not as if I'm forcing him to do anything he doesn't want to do. But, you know, we've been friends for years because I used to manage him, the X album, Multiply.
Yeah.
And then to Divide, and now he's gone on his own with his own manager, and he's doing amazing well, of course, as we don't all know. But yes, we're great friends, and really good friends. And we kid each other, and we play tricks on other. He gave me a giant, for my birthday this year, he gave me a giant marble penis. Where is it? Well, yeah. I don't know if that's because I've always been a prick or not, but it's really big. I mean, it's beautifully made, but it's solid marble. I suggested to David that I should put it in the garden. He said, no, we have children. So, yes, it's kind of hidden in an area in the house where they wouldn't see it. It's a beautifully made penis. What can I tell you? What do you buy the man who has everything? A huge marble penis.
That's such a fun game of
hide and seek.
Yeah, find the dick.
we're great friends. We like to play tricks on each other. He's a very generous, lovely man.
Just before we let you go, Elton, I just wanted to quickly ask you about the sudden loss of Charlie Watts. That must have saddened you immensely.
Yeah, it was so sad. I mean, I knew he was very ill. But I didn't know he was going to die. Mm. And then yesterday, when David told me he was dead, it was just hit me so badly. Because I've known Charlie for a long time. And I put out a statement saying he was the ultimate drummer, which he was. Mm. He was a man of great style, which he was. And he was brilliant and fantastic company. Mm. He was, he looked very deadpan behind the drums, but he had a lethal, beautiful, dry sense of humor. I absolutely adored him, and I think no one's going to say a bad word about Charlie Watts. There's nothing bad you can say. He was the most brilliant musician, the most, he looked as if he was one of the Marx Brothers just shoved into the Rolling Stones, and, he was their heartbeat ever since they started, and as a musician myself, I'll tell you that he was seriously a wonderful drummer, seriously a lovely person, and they are so going to miss him, and we're all going to miss him, and thank God we have a lot of records to listen to. But to anybody out there who wants to play the drums, just listen to Charlie Watts play. He's just simple, brilliant, and it's hard to believe that he's gone. It's a huge moment for me.
Well, Elton, we are loving Cold Heart, the new track with Dua Lipa. Like I said, we've loved you for such a long time out here. We can't wait to see you on our shores again. But for now, this has been a real treat for us.
It's been an absolute pleasure, awesome. Elton. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your support. Give Australia the biggest kiss from me. We love it so much, as I told you. And I will hopefully see you all in December 22nd.
Can't 22. Wait. That's just given me all some right, hope. Some hope that the world is going to get better, Elton. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you, Elton.
Elton John and Dua Lipa's new track, Cold Heart, the Pinau remix, is out now.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you are just joining us, well, it's definitely worth jumping online, getting the listener app, and having a listen back to the podcast today, guys.
We're basking in the afterglow, the Elton John afterglow.
I think I've crashed a little. Like, as in,
yeah,
it was
so
great. So
early in the show.
He's so amazing. I think for both of us, it was the last concerts we saw before the world.
Last year.
Yeah.
And it was huge. Yeah. And he'd done that amazing tour and he'd spent so much time in Australia. And he's just, I think would he be the most famous person we've interviewed, do you think?
I had this chat earlier of would he be the most famous person in the world at the moment? And he'd have to be close.
He'd have to be close.
Yes. And unmistakable.
Yes.
So you don't go, oh, I'm not sure if that was Elton John. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
except
does.
For that time that I sat in front of the impersonator and thought
the
it was him.
He's dressed up as Elton John. Yes, that's very true.
Do you know what I love though? It's not often you get nervous when we talk to guests.
I don't think I was nervous. I saw you, you had a bit of sweat at one stage.
I was very nervous, but this is how why I know you were nervous. Mm. Listen to how you say Elton's name to him.
Elton, do you ever feel the pressure? Like Carrie and I both saw you last two
Elton,
here.
I've got to swallow.
I think I panicked over whether to call him Sir Elton or Elton. But
we probably
should
have called him Sir Elton.
No, I think that's weird to his face.
Sir Elton?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you think he'd be offended that we didn't?
No, I mean, look, we didn't sound weird. Elton. No. I don't think it doesn't sound that weird. Just give it to us one more time. Elton.
I just love how there's no end to the stories.
No.
Like every story is someone more famous than the story before, and they're all good mates.
Because leading up to this, it's rare that I do any prep for any interviews, but we love Elton, and I was happy to start just browsing through old interviews and watching. Obviously, you don't want to ask him the same questions that he's wheeled out stories for. But have a listen to this. This was in the same chat. It's a quick...
Not the same chat with us.
No, not the same chat with us. This was chatting about... this was on Graham Norton chatting about Rod Stewart.
Oh.
And he said the two have a very love-hate affair and it involves a lot of pranks on each other. And then he talks about this one particular time where they were doing concerts next to each other.
Well, he had a blimp because he was playing Earls Court for about five nights, which I wasn't happy about, the fact that he was playing for five nights. And I was staying at the Inn on the Park, which is now the Four Seasons in London. I could see it hanging in the sky. So I rang up John Reed and said, Rod's got a blimp above Earls Court. Can we get it down? And I didn't say anything else. And he mysteriously got it, I think, shot down. Because it did.
Different times.
The next time I looked, the next day it wasn't there. So I rang Rod up and said, oh, dear, can you see your balloon, your blimp from where you are? Oh, yes, dear, I can. Isn't it fabulous? And he looked out the window and said, you bastard.
How great,
that's
right?
That's so fun.
And I thought, well, how could you possibly top a Rod Stewart story where you shoot down a blimp? Well, enter the time that him and John Lennon were together. It was late night in a hotel room and they were just having a bit of fun together.
We were doing cocaine and it was like 1:30 in the morning and... there was a ring on the doorbell. I thought, oh, who's this? So it took me about 10 minutes to creep over to the eye hole. Look through the door. It was at the Sherry Netherlands Hotel, and I went to him, Andy Warhol, and John said... And so we didn't answer the door, and I said, why didn't you want to let Andy in? He said, he's always got a bloody camera with him. He said, nothing's safe, you know, nothing's private with Andy. So, so I thought, God, he wouldn't let Andy Warhol in, but that's because we were high as a kite.
You've got to be pretty famous to not
let Andy Warhol in.
Yes. But I guess when the other guy in the room is John Lennon.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And if you have not downloaded the listener app and got involved with Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks, get onto it because we're going to play later on this hour.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bickers. Mm. Not many COVID fun facts around, but I've got one. Got one for you. Got one for you. So you know how there's a big uptake in people getting dogs, right? Because they're at home more often.
I've got an unfun fact about
don't,
that.
Don't bring the
there
tone.
Was a big,
don't,
there
don't,
was a big
don't,
uptake
mate,
last
don't
year.
Don't bring the tone down.
But
because,
there's
because
been a lot
we,
of them.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I've got a fun fact.
Okay, but I just don't want you to be misleading.
Why?
That was a lot of dogs being abandoned at the moment.
That okay.
Anyway, give me your fun fact.
Okay. Hang on. But what I said was not misleading. It was still true. There was a big uptake in.
Yes.
Yeah.
In people adopting dogs.
Okay. There is also, what about cats, you say? What's happening to the cats?
Does anyone care?
Yeah,
the
cares?
Cats of the, okay. I guess we'll chuck a song on, guys.
No. What's your fun fact? Give it to me.
Good.
Give it to me. What are the cats doing? I do want to know what the cats are doing.
The cats are grumpier and have depression because they don't like the fact that their owners are around the house all day. Because cats, as you guys have pointed out, are miserable pricks.
Did you mean we're all unhappy or now? Most people, I feel like that.
What do you mean?
Because they're
no,
everybody's
you're right.
Home
sorry,
the
why
limit
the cats? People are depressed as well. Jesse Attune.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Be Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because Jesse sent me a incredible headline. Today about Tom Hanks. And I couldn't believe the headline. I read it and I went, wow, that's amazing. And certainly I didn't know about it. Jess, obviously you didn't know about
no,
it either.
No, I had no idea. It was incredible.
And so I went, I'm going to click on that headline and I'm going to read that article. And I thought, oh, as I went down and I read it more and more, I realized, oh no, this isn't actually news. This is from a little while ago, and then I asked Jesse, I said, hey, bro, did you read the article that you sent me? And you said?
Strictly headlines only.
Yes.
Oh, he just read the headline. Mm.
But I thought, well, I guess we can still do it.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Fresh.
You heard it here first as it was happening.
Breaking news.
From?
This one was from 2011.
With the big dog.
That's a decade ago. Why is it in the news now?
Because obviously these guys hadn't heard about it either.
Desperate times. People are running out of stuff that's not COVID to talk about.
Are you a Tom Hanks lover?
I do love Tom Hanks.
What's your favourite thing Tom Hanks has done?
I liked that movie, the airport one.
Called The Airport.
Was it?
I think so.
No.
What was it called? The Terminal. I was so close.
Terminal. Also like him and Wilson, obviously.
Wilson.
You know, him and Wilson, his little ball. Castaway, was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is quickly turning into a couple of mums describing movies they saw once.
I love him since, I was going to say, since he brought COVID to Australia. But he didn't bring it here. He just got it. He was one of the early adopters of COVID here in Australia.
Do you reckon he brought it here?
I don't. He didn't.
That was a wild slip of the tongue. Anything else that Tom Hanks has done that you've loved? What about your kids?
Toy Story.
There we go. Yep. We got there.
Which one is he in Toy Story?
I was really hoping for Forrest Gump from there.
Oh, no, I do love Forrest Gump.
Captain
you
Phillips
haven't seen
good.
Forrest Gump. It's such a good movie.
Yeah, but let's focus on the Toy Story stuff.
Who is he in Toy Story?
He voices, of course, Woody.
Oh, does
the
he?
The main character and the cowboy. Did you not know that?
It's funny that you tell me that because remember I used to dress up as Woody for kids play when I was going to
still had no idea.
No, because they used to come up to me and say, you look and sound nothing like Woody. And I never did sound like Woody, and that's because I didn't sound anything like Tom Hanks.
Yes, there you go. Well, guess what? Would it blow your mind to know that sometimes Woody is not Tom Hanks?
What do you mean?
So back in an interview in 2011, Tom Hanks revealed to Graham Norton. What's that? Did you guys play a Graham Norton clip just before at the end of the last hour? No. Move on. Graham Norton.
Do you think people on the other side of the world are saying, so Elton John revealed to Carrie and Tommy.
You won't believe what he said to Carrie and Tommy about a giant marble knob given to him by Ed Sheeran. They might actually. That might have some gut through it.
Hopefully.
And then they'll go, God, sorry, we played a Carrie and Tommy grab just before. And Carrie didn't know who Tom Hanks was in Toy Story. God, they're lovable.
So anyway, he's on Edward Norton.
He was.
No, what's his name? Graham.
Can you name an Ed Norton film?
Yeah, he's always weird in it, like scary.
So no?
No. Isn't he in that one, Green Mile?
Is he in Green
Mile?
I haven't seen Green Mile. He's certainly not the lead.
I'm sure he's the guy in Green Mile, the scary one. Anyway.
So the toys that you can buy in real life of Toy Story. So
what,
Woody,
you pull
the
Woody
toy,
and
you
then he
pull
talks.
The cord,
yeah.
And he talks, and he talks like this.
Ha ha! Boy, am I glad to see you.
Is that you?
No, it's my brother Jim.
Is it really? Yeah. That's so weird, because we were on the internet, somebody said that, and we kind of, oh, that just sounds like a load of old rubbish.
No, no, it's my brother Jim. They have so many...
There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my boot. There are so many computer Perfect. Games and video things, and Jim just, he works on those all year long. And I said, you don't want to do this. He said, no, get my brother Jim, you know, he'll do it. So that's my brother Jim.
That's incredible. Yeah. I genuinely thought that was an urban myth. But it's true.
Absolutely true.
Isn't that incredible?
So his brother just does the voices for him.
His brother does.
I feel a bit robbed by that.
His brother does. No, you'd have heaps more money in your pocket.
But you didn't know it wasn't Tom Hanks in the first place.
No, but if my kid's getting a Toy Story toy, they want Tom Hanks. They don't want the brother, Jim, do they?
You don't even know it was Tom Hanks.
What do you mean?
Like, you didn't even know that Tom Hanks was Woody.
No, but the kids do. Don't ask Evie. Okay. She's got no idea. Okay.
Not only does he do the toys, Jim, this is, he also does the video games as well as the Disney Infinity game series. He also impersonated Tom in the Polar Express.
Oh, that's another great movie. God, Tom Hanks is amazing, isn't he?
Isn't he good?
He was also in The Green Mile.
There we go. That's good.
With Edward Norton.
How this other publication justified doing it for after a decade. Despite the interview taking place a decade ago, there are still millions of people that have no idea that Jim was the voice of the toy. We also found out some didn't know that Tom was the voice of the toy.
So what do you want to do calls on?
What does Tom Hanks do that you really like?
No.
I wanted to do When Is Your Sibling Filled In At Work?
Great.
Give us a call. Great. 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Be Thursday, Arvo. Carrie and Tommy, and on 13 10 60. When did your sibling fill in for you at work?
Or what do you?
Did you forget to do my mic on?
Yeah.
Get my sibling to come in and be me.
Actually, you can have one of mine. There's a few going around.
Or it was fun Tom Hanks stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just before we do any of that, it's remiss of me. I've just realised.
Shout out to Romani.
Swept up in the Elton John stuff that we forgot to sing and say happy birthday to our EP Sonda, whose birthday it is today. Sonda, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Sorry, Elton got in the way.
We got
Elton to say happy birthday to her.
Thanks for turning my mic on, Jess. And I defer to Sir Elton John. That's right, he's an icon.
Yes.
Almost as iconic as me.
It is a good lesson out there to people having a birthday. If you're thinking, we'll just invite Elton John and expect the conversation to still be about me, you're wrong. But happy birthday, Donny. We love
you
very much.
Yes, we do love you. Thank you very much.
Have you got a Tom Hanks for us?
No.
Ever heard?
Sleepless in Seattle?
Oh, great movie.
Yes.
You've got mail.
Okay, we're just saying stuff now. So we just said that Jim, his brother,
That was a great comp we did last year, remember?
Yes, Jim, his brother, was the voice of the toys from Toy Story, as in the toy
The little Woody toy that you get, you pull its back. Thought it was Tom Hanks, but it's his brother Jim.
It's his brother Jim. Guess what? You know how you mentioned Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
If you see Forrest Gump running and you don't see Forrest Gump's head,
it's
Jim.
Yes. No.
We just had a fantastic call in.
Are they twins?
Hey?
Are they twins?
I don't know.
So how do they look so a lot? Anyway.
He was his running double. It's listed in the credits. Isn't that amazing?
Jim really got lucky, didn't he? Being Tom's brother.
Not as lucky as Tom. I mean, your brother's a Hollywood star and you're out here running in old
headless,
Tommy pants.
Headless.
Yes. who do you want, Biggie?
Let's go to Sue. Sue, are you calling about when your brother or sister filled in for you?
No, I was calling about Tom Hanks' movie.
Good on you, Sue.
What's your favourite?
There's Turner and Hooch, Sully, Big.
Yep. Great. Yep.
And Big.
Are you just on Wikipedia right now or what's
happening? No, I have no life. I love watching movies.
Good on you, Sue. Which is your
favorite?
Favorite?
Nah, it's all right. Thanks, Sue. Let's go to Rebecca. G'day, Rebecca.
Hi.
Rebecca, are you just
favorite
please
Tom
tell
Hanks
me
movie?
Well, my sister took my arts class back when we were at school.
Perfect.
She was a full 3 years older than me, and the teacher didn't notice till like halfway through.
Was she better than you were, Rebecca?
No. But I was better. At the same time, I took her advanced English class, 3 years above me. Oh. Half of her fans didn't even notice that it was me. But I even answered some of the questions.
Did you look exactly the same?
We look quite similar. Okay. There is differences, though.
Is there, and looking back, this takes a bit of hindsight to guess this, but I remember when my brother, who was a brat at school, he forgot his recorder, so he took a ruler and he played that, and he thought he was a genius because he got away with it. But really, the teacher was just glad he shut up for a lesson, and so was quite happy to get it, for him to get away with it. Do you think a similar thing happens with your sisters and teachers?
Oh, I don't know, maybe. Okay. Well, it was funny because the whole idea wasn't even ours. It was one of the teachers decided to play a prank on the arts teacher.
I reckon the teachers might have been in on this one, Rebecca.
Yeah, maybe.
Rebecca, do you have a favourite Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, I don't know. Woody's pretty great.
Toy Story.
Yeah.
Michael, should we go to Michael?
We are?
We're still on air.
Gary and Tommy driving you home this afternoon thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Father's Day.
I tell you
what.
Well, it doesn't matter really what you want. It matters that you can get it so quickly. Firstly, the stores are open in places that have lockdowns, so you can go in and grab yourself stuff. If you're not comfortable with that, though, free shipping on stuff over $50.
Yep, or 4-hour click and collect. Oh. It's awesome. Get your dad some Hugo Boss. Tommy for Men. That would be yours, yeah?
Tommy for
Boys. Do you actually wear Tommy for Men?
I'm not telling. That's
I just wonder, because I'm hoping you don't. I feel like it's weird if you wear Tommy for Men.
No, I wear...
Why are you trying to be funny? Just what do you wear? What do you wear?
Why are you trying to be funny, mate?
I know.
What are you doing?
Okay, I'll give you my serious answer. I wear Gianna Liano.
Got hey, her. Still to come, yes. If Elton John for a Thursday wasn't enough, we've got $1 million up for grabs. We'll do it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Thursday feels like a good day to win $1 million, doesn't it?
You'd take Friday off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And probably the rest of the year.
Every Friday, at least for the rest of the year.
No,
you do 4-day week.
If you won $1 million, Pickers, are you coming back to work?
Yes, I would rub it in all of your faces.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'd really enjoy that. Eloise, are you going back to work the next day if you won $1 million?
Probably not. I might dip into some of that annual leave.
What do you do, Eloise?
Sorry?
What work do you do?
Oh, I'm a nurse.
Oh, Eloise, yeah, no, we you need definitely ya. Need to we have need this ya. Money. Actually, yeah, you're not allowed to take a day off.
Eloise, I never thought I'd say this, but I hope you don't win, so you have to keep working. No, we do hope you win. $10,000 will be all yours if you get all 10 correct today. And then, of course, you go in the draw to play on $1 million day, and one person will walk away with a guaranteed $1 million. Eloise, you know the rules, but just to be crystal clear, I will tell you everything again. We take your first answer, can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back to you if we have time. And the time starts at the end of your first question. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, Eloise, your letter is K. K for kingdom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play. Name an animal.
Kingfish.
A singer.
Pass.
A Hollywood movie.
Knowing.
A chocolate.
Kinder Surprise.
A holiday destination.
Kansas.
A condiment.
Pass.
Something healthy.
Kale.
A hobby.
I'll tell you what, Eloise, getting...
It's such a tricky letter.
Getting knowing for a Hollywood movie.
I know,
movie.
Amazing.
I was very impressed.
Oh, we still
I
had...
I don't know where that came from.
We still had a South Park character to go and a Kardashian. Would you have known a Kardashian, Eloise?
Oh, 100%. I'm such a Kardashian fan. Oh. I wouldn't have known a South Park character, though.
No, Kyle or Kenny, apparently. I haven't seen a lot of South Park.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
No.
I thought you were going to claim those, like you weren't just reading them off the sheet.
Oh, Eloise, I'm so sorry. Amazing work that you do. Make sure you re-enter, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon, coming up after 5 o'clock, a clue that could win you $1 million.
Yes, that's exciting. Something that's not is, guys, there's another animal. Oh, I don't want to bring the mood down, but I'm particularly passionate about this. There is another animal on the brink of extinction.
Oh.
I know.
Sorry? What are you going to do about it?
Are you going to ask me which one, or you don't care?
I'm just going to ask what you're going to do about it.
Are you going to ask me which one?
Okay, which one?
The scrotum frog.
Does the scrotum frog look like a scrotum?
You bet your ballsack it does, mate. There it is. There are two little scrotum frogs.
Oh, I thought it would blow up.
Its skin is all wrinkly.
Oh, no, that was you just looking at a scrotum. There's the frog.
Photo you showed me, too, was one scrotum frog on another scrotum frog.
I know,
two scrotum frogs, two balls.
Wasn't it great? They should have to always hang around in twos. That's cute. Anyway, I thought, well, we have to do our bit.
Has anyone ever described them as cute? I wouldn't have thought. No.
Well, those are cute.
No.
What do you reckon their balls look like?
Do they have balls, frogs?
I don't know. But I thought we should do our bit because, you know, we can't do much, but we can do something. Now, a lot of people may remember this game.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
Now, obviously, we're talking about the scrotum frog and the plight of the scrotum frog, so we're doing this.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 frog.
Now, Jesse's going to play us frog noises, and we have to guess which frogs they are.
I'm very glad you've given me a list of a few, because I was about to say I didn't know any others other than the one you just told me, the scrotum frog and the normal frog. Green tree frog, maybe?
Yeah.
That's it. Are you including toads?
So we have a list of various frogs that it could be here. Yep. So we have things like the fire-bellied toad, which is what we call Jesse after a curry, am I right?
Or the poddlebonk frog, which is what Jesse's also known as occasionally. Poddlebonk is such a funny word, isn't it?
Which we also have the ghost frog, which is what Jesse's exes call him.
And the poison dart frog, which is you.
Okay.
How was that the most hurtful?
It was real,
I mean, I'm thrilled about it.
It was real mean. Okay, hit us with the first one, Jess. Oh.
I'm going, it's got a low sound. Does that make it a toad?
I reckon, to me, that sounds quite poddle bonky.
Poddle bonk? I'm going the fire-bellied, and you're going the poddle bonk.
I'm going the poddle bonk.
It is the poddle bonk. Yes.
Oh, how do you know what a poddle bonk frog sounds like?
I know this sounds stupid, but it sounds like what it sounds like.
Play it again.
Poddle bonk bonk. Poddle bonk.
All right, here's another one.
All right, here's the second one.
Green tree frog or a glass frog, I reckon. I'm going green tree.
Is it the high noise that's actually burning my ears? Or
it's making me think they're in a tree.
The lower noise under that.
No, I think it's the high noise.
Because then hear it under?
I think it's the green, it's the high one.
I'm going to guess it's the glass frog.
You're both wrong.
Oh, it's the ghost. Oh, it's the fire-bellied toad. Oh, it's the
poison dart.
Oh, it's the oak toad.
That's a toad?
It's the oak toad.
An oak toad sounds like a big, frumpy, fat thing. That sounds like a little thing making that noise.
I don't think that's the frog.
You think it's the... So what's that, like a cricket or something?
No, I don't know.
Save it for dog, 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 bark, 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 cricket. All right, here's your third one.
Oh.
The atmosphere sounds very like it's in a jungle, which makes me think green tree frog.
I think it's Jesse after a curry. I reckon it's the fire-bellied toad.
Because it's correct. It is the green tree frog.
All right. So have we saved it from extinction, or are we?
Do what you can. scrotumfrog.org. where it'd be a good place to look.
Can I ask one question?
Set up a GoFundMe.
What does the scrotum frog sound like? Do you have any of it there, Jess?
Yeah, I do, actually.
That's you. Is that your new nickname, Scrotum Frog?
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
That was a podcast packed full of big smiles and even bigger lols. Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse and pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day.